This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
Well, it's good that we take a look back at that Psalm 84, which gave the inspiration, or where we drew our inspiration for today's worship, for the theme, From Strength to Strength, according to verse 7 of Psalm 84. It says, they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Amen. Zion is a place of praise. Zion is a place of worship. Zion happened to be a destination. So the whole of this psalm, right from the very first verse, telling us how lovely is your dwelling place. It's able to see in front the goal, the aim, the aspirations. And it took us through that journey of life. And that Psalm 84 gave us a mental picture of what it takes to go on that pilgrimage from where they were coming from their origination, onto the place of their destination, which is Zion. Hallelujah. And we all remember in 2 Samuel chapter 6, how David brought the ark, the presence of God, unto Jerusalem, to Zion, the city of God. And he did it with all fanfare, with all his might, the Bible says, with all his power, and before his God, before, even though he was a king, but he knew that he was before the King of all kings. And so what he did was to dress in a priestly robe and danced before his God. And Jerusalem, you know, the ark, the presence of the Lord was taken there. And so when this Psalm 84 is telling us that they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion, is actually describing our pilgrimage in life. Is describing our moves in life. For children of God that await the return of Christ, or that knows that one day you appear before your Creator, God Almighty, in between the time of your birth and that time that will come, there is a lot that will go through during that process. So walking through that pilgrimage may not be necessarily easy. From stage to stage, from one moment to another moment. At a point, you are single. At some point, you get married. At some point, if the family comes in. At a point, you grow to your old age. With all of these things, the economic challenges will come in, even as you are experiencing globally right now. The recent one is the inflation and the increase, even in the interest rate, which is also affecting the mortgage. And government is stepping in right now. So not only peculiar to UK, it's global. So challenges will always arise, and this is what, you know, this place is telling us. And to worsen the matters, he made mention of the fact that as they pass through the Valley of Baca, Valley of Baca is a metaphor, is synonymous with weeping. So as they pass through the Valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. So it shows as they pass through that pilgrimage of life, the dryness they encounter, the bitterness that they encounter, the challenges that came across their way, the Lord saw them through because their focus was on Zion. And until they reach that place of their blessing, until they reach that destination, the Lord continued to strengthen them, continue to, bless them with strength. And it says they go from strength to strength. Strength that was sufficient to take them to their place of destination. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless us today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, interestingly, you know, the top of that passage says, this is one of the psalms of the sons of Korah. God has plans and purposes. He's indeed unquestionable God. We all remember, again, from the Bible, in Numbers chapter 16, what happened to those who revolted against Moses. And the account of them that the earth opened and swallowed all of them, including the progenitor or the patriarch of the Korah's family. But the Bible says in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, Numbers 26, 11, it says, the children of Korah died not. The Lord himself spared, even though their father was involved in the rebellion, in the revolt that claimed all their lives. Bible says that the sons of Korah, they died not. And as a matter of fact, the genealogies and chronicles in 1 Chronicles also reveal the fact that Prophet Samuel was a descendant of this lineage. So God, that saw the ending from the beginning, knew the importance of why he kept the children of Korah. And they were known as singers, as music directors, and some of them actually were potters in the house of God. And these are these sons that came up with this lovely, lovely description of God. Lovely worship, lovely praise of God. And they said to the chief musician. So the Lord knew that today you and I will be here encouraging ourselves, giving ourselves incentives in the word of God by reading through Psalm 84. And so on the day that their kindred perished, Bible says that fear came unto all of them. And they took it for a lesson. They couldn't forget. So it made them to be closer to God. It made them to appreciate who God is. So the warnings that we are reading, these are the heartfelt cry of people that have witnessed the ways of the Lord and the act of the Lord. The Bible says he shows his act to the children of Israel, but his ways and his act to Moses. Because they were there when they saw how the earth opened and swallowed and spared their lives. They dedicated their lives to God the more. So that is speaking to you and I today. That indeed we need to be constantly in a place of worship. And we know from what Psalm 132 says, 13 to 14, says Zion is the dwelling place of God. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. He says, this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I desired it. That same Psalm 84 that we are reading in verse 10, those people that wrote that psalm says, for a day in the court of God is better than 1,000, years somewhere else. So it tells us what to experience and how the importance of being in a place of worship, in a place of praises. Next week, by the grace of God, we'll dwell much more on this. And we remember, fast forward, of what transpired in John chapter 4 when Jesus encountered that woman from Samaria. And there was an engagement. And the woman asked some curious questions. And Christ said that the hour has come, and now it is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He says, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so as our heart is laid down for God to dwell in, Jerusalem, Zion, has become personal experience for us. Jesus Christ is coming. That was one of the significance, one of the points of his coming. So that you don't no longer need to travel down to Jerusalem. Right here in the auditorium, right here in your heart, you can prepare your heart to accommodate God, to worship God, and to let the blessings of the Lord come upon your life. And what are the things that his presence will do? One, it will reveal who you are. Praise the Lord. It will reveal to you who you are when you are in deep worship, when you're in the presence of God. Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah got to the presence of God. He immediately knew who he was. And he says, woe unto me. But right there, he was cleansed. He was purified, made perfect for the master's use. In the presence of God, strength is acquired, as we see in verse 7 of Psalm 84. It says, they grow from strength to strength until, because they were supposed to appear in Zion. Being in his presence brings fulfillment of destiny. It restores every damaged or truncated destiny. It makes you to come face to face with God. And as you do that, the blueprint of your life is downloaded before you. It helps you to make adjustment. It helps you to know where the mistakes have been. It makes you to understand the reason why you are struggling or toiling. Hallelujah. His presence brings praise. His presence brings calmness, peace, and tranquility in the midst of uncertainties that we face on a daily basis. Bible says, Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. Isaiah 49. And my Lord has forgotten me. But his presence makes you to realize that God has not forgotten you. He has indeed inscribed you on the palms of his hands. And as we appreciate God's grace, his benevolence, his mercy, for the first half of the year, we look forward with high expectation that as we continue to worship in his presence, there shall be divine blessings. There shall be divine visitations. The Lord will lift us. Even he will lift our feet from the miry clay and establish our feet upon a solid rock in the name of Jesus. When others are crying, there's a casting down, our song will be, there's a lifting up. Let's rise on our feet and just bless God one more time. Now God, I bless you for this day. I glorify your holy name. Thank you, mighty Father. Thank you, mighty God. Glory be to your holy name. Pray that the Lord will send help from the sanctuary unto you. Just pray right now. That the Lord will send help from the sanctuary and strengthen you, heart of Zion. The grace to praise him, to worship him continually. The Lord will release unto you and will take you from higher level to higher level. That thing that has become impossible by the reason of the anointing, by the reason of our worship, the Lord will break everything that is standing between us and our breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Desires of your heart, the Lord will grant unto you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Glory be to your holy name. Has our eyes remained closed? Is there anyone who hasn't given his or life to Christ before now? And you want to do so today? You want us to pray together? Please, can you just lift your right hand if you haven't given your life? You are far from God. You are far from his worship. God cannot even worship or even inhabit the praises of your worship because you are far from him. Is anyone of such cadre or category? Please lift your right hand so that we can pray together. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless and we glorify your holy name. Thank you for answered prayers. Glory be to your holy name. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Mead, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208-688-466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.